morning. I'd like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order. The date is October 4th, 2016. The time is 10:10 a.m. and we're on the 25th day of our CJO session. Congressman Norris, would you render a prayer for us, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we gather here again in these chambers to do good, hopefully good for our Osage people. Help us make tough decisions as we conduct this important business in front of us. Father in heaven, I ask that you lay your hands on the sick, heal them. I ask that you comfort families in mourning, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you also bless our elders, bless our children, bless our men and women who serve to protect us. Father in heaven, I ask that you bless the people here in this chamber. Help us make these tough decisions, Father in heaven. I ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bucklehead. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernall.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt. I see. Assistant Chief Redcorn. We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Could you please look over the journal for October 3rd? Congressman Walker?
Top of page 3, second sentence says it's. I think the apostrophe is in the wrong spot. Is that how it's supposed to
be? I think that's how the legislation is. Congressman Norris.
This is just a minor thing, but on the bottom of page 3, Speaker, Speaker Pratt presented the question. I'm not sure.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
Yes, and on the page 5, the vote count is showing Congressman Norris absent. I don't see that he left the room, and I believe he was present at roll call.
On page 5?
Where the vote count is at the very top.
He was not present during... Above, it says Congressman Norris left the meeting at 10:24.
Excuse me,
top of page 4.
Okay, I see that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Congressman
move to approve the journal as amended for October 3rd, 2016.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for October 3rd as amended. Discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Abstain.
One abstention from Congressman Hamilton. The journal is approved. Next is report of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Seeing none. Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Appropriations Committee met to discuss ONCR 1641, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 6, Section 23 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation. Sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes for Shaw, Kelman, Maker, Norris, Whitehorn, and Pratt.
Thank you. Are there any other select committees to report? Seeing none, reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Government Ops met regarding bill number ONCA 16121, an act to authorize $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and as an art matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was myself, presiding officer Maria Whitehorn. Final committee action due pass as committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes for Buffalohead, Whitehorn, Tillman, and Supernall. One abstention, Norris, and one absent, Walker.
Thank you. Are there any other standing committees to report? Congressman Supernall.
October 3rd, and consider bill number ONCA 16113, an act to amend Business Commerce and Advisory Board Act 15, ONC Section 5-106, and to establish an effective date. Sponsor that legislation was Alice Buffalohead. Presiding officer this time was Maria Whitehorn. Final committee action was a due pass with amendments. The result was 5 yes votes from Shaw, Tillman, Maker, Supernall, and Whitehorn. 1 absent, Pratt. Also consider resolution number ONCR 1646, a resolution to facilitate the Osage Nation's land buyback program and the execution of homesite leases for fractionated landowners. Sponsored that bill was William Supernall, presiding officer Maria Whitehorn. Final result was a due pass with amendments. With yes votes from Supernall, Whitehorn, Tillman, Maker, Shaw, and one absent, Pratt.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Cultural Committee report, the Osage Nation War Memorial Commission appointees. Do you want me to name them? Franklin McKinley, Richard Perrier, John Machuncache, Francis Williams, and Richard Luttrell. Candidates were all qualified by education experience, and there were no ethical or legal barriers to service. Vote results were 5 yes votes from Pratt, Tillman, Maker, Buffalo Head, and Shaw, 1 absent, Hamilton.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman?
Yes, ma'am.
You should have 2 other reports.
Oh.
Do you want to do them?
Ah. My apologies. Cultural Committee also reported the Osage Nation Traditional Cultural Advisor appointee, Carol Hutchins. Candidate is qualified by education experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting results were 5 yes votes from Pratt, Tillman, Maker, Buffalo Head, Shaw, 1 absent, Hamilton. Culture Committee report, Bill number ONCA 16-114, an act to amend ONCA 1588 to provide an appropriation to the Osage War Memorial Commission for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $6,695 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Ron Shaw. The roll call vote was sent out with no recommendation. And the voting results were 5 yes from Pratt, Tillman, Maker, Buffalo Head, Shaw, 1 absent, Hamilton.
Thank you, Congressman. Are there any other standing committees to report? Seeing none, next is introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Referencing ONCR 1701 to support and congratulate St. Louis University on the bicentennial anniversary of its founding in 1818 and to acknowledge the relationship between the Osage people and the Catholic Church. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to waive the rules put on today's agenda after third reading, after engrossment. And that would be ONCR 1701.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to suspend the rules and place ONCR 1701 on today's agenda for a third reading after engrossment. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker, just to invite any of my colleagues, there's still time to come aboard as co-sponsors, should they wish at this time. And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to recess for the purpose of engrossment.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head, I believe, is first.
I withdraw that.
I make a motion to, I don't really know what the plans are today, but I would like to, if we're going to stay here, then I would make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place appointees Franklin McKinley, Richard Perrier, John Heron Machuncache, Francis Williams, and Richard Luttrell, who are all appointees of the Osage Nation War Memorial Commission, on today's agenda for a vote, and then also for the Osage Nation Traditional Cultural Advisor appointee, Carol Hutchins, to be placed on today's agenda for a vote.
Second.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to place the cultural, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I'd like to amend the motion and give it an actual place on the agenda. I'd like it to say after third reading.
Okay, motion. Congresswoman Edwards.
There was a bill that was discharged yesterday from committee. And I'm wondering where it is on the agenda now.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Right now, we're on the motion to amend the culture. You have, you do have the reports right here.
If we could finish this motion quickly, please.
And then?
Discuss that. There's a motion to amend.
Yes. Motion to amend, I'm sorry, could you repeat it, please? Do you have it down?
To amend, to place the cultural advisors for the War Memorial Commission and the cultural advisor appointee after third reading on today's agenda.
Point of order. Is a motion to suspend the rules, it is a rule suspension, is that amendable? I know it's not debatable, but is it amendable?
Yes. And that's the discussion we had the other day, it is amendable. And it does not have to have two-thirds. And then, but it is, there's still no discussion. So all those in favor of the amended motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Congresswoman Edwards?
Now time for my point of order.
I believe we need to vote on the amendment as amended now. So the motion now is to place the War Memorial Commission appointees and the traditional cultural advisor appointee on today's agenda after third reading. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. Congresswoman Edwards?
I had a bill that was discharged yesterday from committee, and as such, would it not appear on general order day one on today's agenda?
I had not placed it on the agenda at the time. I had not notified all of Congress when the agenda was prepared.
Okay, then I would, I don't think that's a rule suspension, because once it's, I thought under the rules, once a bill is discharged, it's placed in order. But in any event, I move to place, I don't even know the bill number, 123, ONCA 16-123 on general order day one on today's agenda.
Second.
My question would be, I have a paper for 1682 as well, and if I'd like to be added, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I can deal with that in motion to notices, or you can pull it out and put it on general order.
No, I'm in my agenda to put that one on there too, then, if that one was it discharged?
It was discharged, yes.
Okay.
Point of order. Does the discharge committee document have to be presented to the clerk before 4:30 or just at any time, and it automatically goes on the next calendar day's general order amendment? Is that what you're thinking, or is there a time limit?
I don't think the rule specified.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the motion is to place ONCA 16-123 and ONCA 16-82 on general order day one on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 16-113, ONCR, I'm sorry, I'm just reading these in the order that they're in here. ONCR 1646, ONCA 16-114, ONCA 16-121, ONCR 16, that's it. Is that it?
41?
CA or CR?
R, I believe, yes.
ONCR? No, that one, oh, that's a different one from the one that I put on general order already. But what's the one that I made the motion for earlier?
13 and 82.
Okay. general order day one on today's agenda.
Second. Is that a rule suspension?
Yes.
Yes.
Second.
Congressman Shaw, did you ever hand it?
Was ONCA 16-114 on that list?
Yes.
Yes. So the motion has been made and seconded to place ONCA 16-113, ONCA 16-114, ONCA 16-121, ONCR 16-41, and ONCR 16-46 on first reading on today's agenda. All those in favor, Congressman?
Motion to amend the rule suspension motion to strike ONCA 16-114. I plan to withdraw that.
Without objection, can he not withdraw at this point?
Okay. We have a motion and a second right now. It could be amended. Yes, it could be amended to remove that, and then we can vote on it.
All right.
Okay, was there a second for to strike that bill?
Second.
Okay. So, striking 114, all those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. The motion is made and seconded to, with 114 removed. All those in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 16-113, ONCA 16-123, ONCR 16-41, ONCR 16-46, ONCA 16-82 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
121 is included in the other motion that we just voted on. Would you like that to be included?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
On general order day two?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going, you seconded, Congressman? Okay. So I will repeat. We're moving a little fast. So just so everyone's clear, it's ONCA 16-113, ONCA 16-123, ONCR 16-41, ONCR 16-46, ONCA 16-82, and ONCA 16-121. Motion was made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to withdraw ONCA 16-114 if there's no objection. It's been determined that the Osage War Memorial Commission does not need an additional appropriation, that they have funds available to cover their operations.
Okay, thank you. Without objection. Sorry, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Without objection, I'd like to withdraw ONCA 16-82, which was discharged from the Governmental Operations Committee. It was an attempt to have a legislative fix for ONCA 16-1362, and it seems like there's just no resolution to the fix right now at this point, so I would respectfully like to withdraw this legislation. It needs more work.
Okay. Hearing the discussion, without objection, ONCA 16-82 and ONCA 16-121 have been withdrawn. Okay. 141. My apologies. 82 and 141. Can I have it repeated for me, please?
121, that's what I said.
114.
114, not 141.
Okay, we are writing lots of numbers down. I apologize. 1682 and 16114. Thank you for that clarification. We are now on general order day two on today's agenda. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to consider the bills in a chronological order by number. Just, in other words, I read them.
I understand, and I was trying to keep it chronological, and then I was writing a lot of numbers, but that we will do that in that order.
Okay. Draw my name.
These bills are now on general order day two, or amendments may be proposed. Give me one second, please. The first is ONCA 16113, an act to amend Business Commission and Advisory Board Act 15 ONC Section 5-106, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 16113 moves to general order day three.
Third reading.
Third reading after engrossment.
Point of inquiry?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that meant to be on today's agenda or in a future agenda?
Not, it will be on the next day's agenda unless there's movement. I just added in after engrossment. Next is ONCA 16121, an act to authorize $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and as arts matching grants, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 16121 is advanced to third reading. Give me one second, please. I don't have a copy of 123. ONCR 16123, an act to establish a mechanism for tribal members and non-tribal members to obtain licenses to hunt and fish on Osage Nation-owned real property, to prohibit hunting and fishing on Osage Nation lands until an inventory of such lands is completed and published. A land use law is in effect, and there are rules and regulations governing licensure and penalties for illegal hunting and fishing, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Edwards.
Amendment number one, pages one and two, lines 16 through 75, strike lines 16 through 75, and insert the following. An act to require that leases of Osage Nation-owned lands be authorized by legislation of the Osage Nation Congress until such time as the Osage Nation completes and publishes an inventory of such lands. A land use law is in effect, and there are rules and regulations governing hunting and fishing licenses and penalties, and to establish an alternate effective date. Being enacted by the Congress of the Osage Nation. Section one, findings. The Osage Nation currently has no public inventory of Osage Nation-owned lands. B, the Osage Nation has not authorized through law or resolution any tribal official, person, or department to lease, license, or permit Osage Nation-owned lands. C, the Osage Nation needs to establish a land use scheme and a leasing, licensing, and permitting process by law in order to conserve and promote the best use of lands, as well as to allow its members the opportunity to hunt and fish on Osage Nation-owned lands. D, recent purchase of real property known as the Blue Stem Ranch requires that the nation establish a land use law and hunting and fishing regulations prior to issuing any licenses or newly leasing, releasing any Osage Nation-owned lands. E, in the interim, the Osage Nation Congress should continue the current practice of authorizing the principal chief to execute leases by resolution of the Osage Nation Congress. Section 2, purpose. Purpose of this act is to require any lease of Osage Nation-owned lands be approved by resolution of the Osage Congress signed by the principal chief until such time as land use and hunting and fishing regulations are established by law. Section 3, land use reserve. Section 4, resolution authorizing lease of Osage Nation owned land required. From the effective date of this act until such time as the Osage Nation adopts a land use law, all leasing, releasing of Osage Nation owned lands must be authorized by resolution of the Osage Nation Congress approved and signed by the principal chief. Section 5, hunting and fishing on Osage Nation owned land prohibited absent license. A, from the effective date of this act, no hunting and fishing on unleased Osage Nation owned lands is allowed without an Osage Nation issued license. B, no official person or department may grant a license or trespass permit or other permission to occupy, hunt, or fish on any Osage Nation owned lands where there is no lease or where the primary term of the lease expires until Osage Nation law is enacted governing leasing and licensing hunting and fishing on Osage Nation-owned lands. C, Osage Nation trespass law and penalties and other violations of law shall apply to any violation of this act. Section 6, alternate effective date. This bill is effective November 1st, 2006, upon signature of the principal chief or upon signature of the speaker of the Osage Nation Congress following legislation override.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
When she read that amendment, if she said November 1st, 2006, does she mean 16?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that what's printed?
November 1st, 2016,
okay.
Upon signature of the principal chief or upon signature of the speaker of the Osage Nation Congress following legislative override.
Second.
Next is ONCR 1641, a resolution to provide for an election to adopt amendment number 1 to place instructive appropriation language. I believe there's more to that, but mine cuts off. What's the remainder of the 1641? A resolution to provide for an election to amend Article 6, Section 23 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, ONCR 1641 is advanced to third reading after engrossment. Next is ONCR 1646, a resolution to facilitate the Osage Nation's land buyback program and the execution of home site leases for fractionated landowners. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, ONCR 1646, it is advanced to third reading after engrossment. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to recess until 1 o'clock for the purposes of reviewing the amendment that's been proposed and also to engross the bills that have been moved to engrossment, as well as to eat lunch. Okay. I have an amendment to my amendment to move ONCA 16113, ONCA 16121, ONCA 1641, and ONCA 1646 to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Okay. Could you repeat all those for everyone slower?
ONCA 16113, ONCA 16121, ONCR 1641, and ONCR 1646.
Everyone get that? Okay, the motion was made. I'm not sure if I heard a second.
Okay,
motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Point of inquiry. I believe that we have one amendment on general order day two. Just curious if that's going to be slated for. You said we were going to look at that in your
general order day three.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
Time to review the amendment. Okay. All those in favor to recess until 1 p.m. say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're in recess till 1 p.m.